The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm Gil Gross, and as we continue our $500 show, I wanted to give you a way to use technology to save some money around the house. One of those ways might be investing in a programmable thermostat. And joining us to give us the details is Celia Cooper-Smith-Lehrman, the deputy home editor for Consumer Reports. Celia, welcome to Real Estate Today. Good to have you here.
Thanks for inviting me.
Well, okay, we're talking about programmable thermostats. And how common are these?
Well, they should be more common because they're a great way to save money on both your heating and your cooling costs. So if you don't have one, it's really one thing you should definitely invest in.
There are people wondering the very basic question, well, I have a thermostat and I set it for a certain temperature. Isn't that programmable? So what are we talking about? What are we talking about?
These are automatic setback thermostats. And what that means is you don't have to physically go and program it and change it every time. If you don't forget, you know, sometimes you'll forget to save it or forget to program it, and then the house is either too hot or too cold because you're not there and you're wasting a lot of energy. So this way you don't have to do the programming. You program it once, and then the thermostat will just keep changing the temperatures according to the settings that you've done, and you don't have to worry about it anymore. And you just save money without doing anything.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways these things save money besides just, you know, the obvious thing of turning down the thermostat at night when you're going to be under the blankets and all that sort of thing. I know people that, you know, drop the temperature to kind of push the air conditioning if they have home air conditioning during the sunset hours when the sun is low and really heating the house. And that relieves the need for them to use a lot of air conditioning, you know, later when people come home. So there's a lot of tricks to being able to use these things and really keep your energy costs down.
Yeah, and they've also gotten a lot more, you know, they've gotten easier to program. And that's a really important thing, is that they're not going to save you any energy if you don't program them. So you really need to go and find one that's very easy to use, easy to program. You want one that's going to automatically shift between cooling and heating, because there are lots of times where you may need cooling during the day, and then, you know, the temperature will take a big drop overnight and you'll need heating. So you want the thermostat to automatically do that. You don't want to have to get up out of bed to do it.
What are the differences in price and models here?
There are big differences, and there are differences. They can start out as little as $40 and go up to ones that cost a couple of $100s. Some of the differences is how programmable they are. Some of them will let you do, this is the weekday setting and this is the weekend setting. And then others that are a bit more expensive give you more flexibility. They'll let you program each day of the week. So I think it's nice to have that added flexibility of having a 7-day programmable thermostat.
How easy are these to use? Is this one of these things that are fairly intuitive, or are you going to be spending several evenings with the manual?
Well, that's the difference, I think, and that's also going to be part of the price difference, is how intuitive they are. And they've gotten much more intuitive over the years. So when we test them, we are looking for models that are pretty easy to program. And there are certain things you want to look for. And more of them these days are using touchscreen technology, which is something that people are very familiar with now because they're used to using ATMs at their banks and in other locations. So more and more of them will have touchscreens with up and down arrows that are, you know, or the programming will prompt you, this is the day, you know, what are you setting it for, arrows for the temperatures. So they've gotten a lot more intuitive. But you also want to look and make sure that the readouts are large. You want to be sure that there's a backlit display so that that way, you know, it's easier to read it in a dark hallway or at night. And you also want to look for certain buttons. You know, most of them now will have a way for you to hold a setting. Let's say you don't want to reprogram it for a day. There's going to be, you know, your home, it's a holiday. And you want to have it hold on a warmer setting because you're going to be home. You want to be sure that that's a one-touch button. And that also that hold light display goes on so that you remember later on to turn it off at night.
Celia Cooper-Smith-Lehrman, I thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.